Hello friends, welcome back to our subject inventory optimization. Chapter number 8, managing finished parts inventory, finished goods inventory, finished products inventory. Earlier we have seen how to manage spare parts inventory. Then we have seen how to manage WIP inventory. And now we will be seeing very important thing, managing FG inventory, that is finished products inventory. Look at these stores where I have kept all the finished goods in proper, very good using 5S, very good housekeeping you can see, very good packing, very good arrangement of all the parts, and so maintenance of adequate finished goods stocks is a must for every business unit to maximize customer service levels. Customer can come anytime and the product should be visible to him. For example, if I go to the big bazaar or if I go to some mall, I want to buy particular goods, they should be visible to me. So, at every important location where customer comes, adequate FG stocks must be there. Otherwise, customer will feel very bad. Customer will feel that the company has closed down or company is not managing its operations properly. So, maintenance of adequate stocks of finished goods is very, very necessary, very, very important. While raw materials and WIP inventory are housed under one roof in business unit's manufacturing facility. For example, if the manufacturing facility of Bosch is in Bangalore, so the raw material stock WIP is housed in Bangalore only. Whereas the finished goods manufactured by that company need not be in Bangalore alone. They can be, or they will be in Mumbai, they will be in Madras, they will be in Kolkata and so on. For business units manufacturing products against customer orders, management of FG inventory is less problematic, because what they will do is manufacture the parts and send directly to the customer. So this issue does not arise there. But otherwise, when the FG is produced for stock, where customer will come, the manufacturing of FG goods is done against the forecast. In that case, FG inventory is very, very important and critical subject. When goods have to be produced for stocks to meet anticipated demand against the forecast, it is not so. When demand for FG is subject to seasonal variations. What is seasonal variation? Raincoats are required only in the rainy season. Umbrellas are required only in the rainy season. Nobody wants to buy umbrella in summer. Toys are required around school locations, school vacations. Building up stocks to meet peak demands. Anticipated inventory, anticipation inventory. Need extra monitoring to control FG inventories. Sometimes it can happen that huge inventories are created, but it is not getting consumed, is not getting sold. So company will be losing. Company has to block a lot of capital in the FG inventory. So it needs extra monitoring. FG inventory buildup. Factors that compel business units to hold large FG inventories. In chapter number 2, we have already discussed that there are huge business pressures to hold large inventories. In case of FG inventories also, similar pressures naturally will be there. Same thing I will discuss. For example, this first case, markets and supply chain design, organizations carry out, market analysis, work out supply chain strategy, decide on ideal location for production facility. For example, main facility is in Bangalore. Similar facilities are there in Nasik, Jaipur and all those places. So, as per this, FG inventory has to be held in various locations. Decide on number of warehouses. How many warehouses are there all over India? In each warehouse there has to be FG inventory. The focus centers on customer satisfaction. Where are the customer? What is the marketing depth? Demand fulfillment. So FG inventories are must to ensure sufficient operations everywhere. We cannot have zero FG inventories in these locations. Customer comes there. He needs the material immediately. So, on that basis, we have to build up the FG inventory. Pressures are there. Now, I am not trying to tell you that we have to build huge inventories everywhere. In fact, the subject is how to optimize the inventory, how to optimize the FG inventory in spite of such pressures. This is what we are going to discuss. But you must recognize and understand what are the pressures. So, this is one thing where there will be pressure on us to build huge FG inventories. Then, production strategy and demand forecasting. Production is planned by business unit based on build to stock or build to order strategy. If it is built to order, no problem. Build to stock product gets inventoried at various locations. Because we have forecast and we expect that customer will come and buy this product. So at various locations, the product gets inventoried, demand has to be forecast, demand planning exercise directly influences the quantity of FG inventories. In case of build to order, no problem. Order is there, we manufacture and supply, no problem. But build to stock, there has to be FG inventories at all the locations. Look at this graph. The forecast in first case is smaller than actual demand. Actual demand is more. Forecast is less. They have forecast only 2500, whereas actually the demand is 3000 and more. So what happens? Unfulfilled orders. So forecast has to be accurate. In this case, very rarely forecast meets the requirement. In this case, forecast is more, actual demand is less. Forecast is more, they say, manufacture more than 3000, but what actually gets sold is only 2500. So what is the result? That is the more stock, idle stock. We don't want idle stock also. We don't want unfulfilled orders also. We have to have this graph number 2, where forecast is exactly equal to demand, which is very difficult, I know. Very easy to say, but very difficult to actually achieve this. But still we have to strive to get forecast which meets the requirements. That is the strategy. Look at this bullwhip effect. I will explain this bullwhip effect. Like this. Customer order, there is a spike in the customer order. So our warehouse will do some more ordering. Distribution center will do some more ordering. Then plant and supplier will do some more ordering. So what is happening is, this bullwhip effect ultimately increases the FG inventories everywhere. Finished good inventories will increase because they will say customer is ordering more. So let us produce more. Let us order more. Let us keep in more in FG inventory. Customer is increasing the demand. So, He increases the demand only so much. But we produce so much. And land in a mess of FG inventory. Bullwhip effect. So bullwhip, what is bullwhip? Bullwhip effect is observed phenomenon in forecast driven distribution. What is forecast driven? The manufacturing is on the basis of forecast, push type organization. It refers to a trend of larger and larger swings in inventory in response to changes in customer demand as one looks at firms further back the supply chain for a product. One way to counter bullwhip effect, naturally, you will also understand, we also discussed earlier, is a demand driven pull type supply chain which reacts to actual customer orders, actual customer demand, and we pull the product through the line and fulfill the customer demand. That is the best. So that we don't have this bullwhip effect, we don't have heavy FG inventories everywhere. So this is what is required to optimize the FG inventory. Then market penetration. Marketing departments frequently run branding, sales promotion, aggressive market penetration strategy depends upon availability of inventory of all the products. Because if salespeople go to the market, they do aggressive propaganda of our product, and if the product is not available, we will cut a sorry face there. Any non-availability of the point of sale counter will lead to dip in the demand. People will say, all this is bogus going on. Hence, holding inventory becomes a necessity. Look, heavy pressures. Market size, location and supply demand. Most business units normally have multiple warehouses. Retail locations where the entire range of the business unit product has to be stocked. Again, FG inventory. Net result is accumulation of FG inventory. Transportation and physical barriers. Market location, physical terrain of the product market coupled with the local trucking, transportation. We have to hold inventory. If the transportation is less efficient, hilly regions, Himalayas, very, very poor transportation, may require longer lead time, location specific inventory, holding plan has to be prepared. All these pressures are there on us to hold the inventory. Local tax, other government rules, while one state may offer a tax rebate, other state may charge higher local taxes. So people will buy from the state which offers a tax rebate. In such case, demand for product from the neighboring state may increase than from the local state. For example, in Maharashtra, there are very high local taxes. Gujarat, there are very less taxes. There is a tax rebate. So people will try to buy from Gujarat where we have to hold the inventories. Then production lead time. In case the lead time for production is very long, holding of FG inventory is necessary, otherwise there will be stockouts. The batch size varies depending upon ordering cost, carrying costs. As we have discussed earlier, economic order quantity is recommended batch size. There are instances where economic order quantity is more than the customer's delivery requirements, which generates buildup of FG inventory. Then speculative gain. Companies always keep watch on economy. They get a feeling that during Diwali, the sale will increase. So they will build up FG inventory. Financial environment will be changing. International environment will be changing. In annual budget, there is likely to be some increase in the prices which we will get. So in case they are able to estimate an increase in industry prices after the budget or after the environment changes, what they will do? They tend to manufacture or buy and hold huge stocks of raw materials, huge stocks of finished goods also they will be holding. Look at the pressures. To avoid certain costs, satisfy customer demand, we have to hold higher levels of inventory to satisfy customer demand, as I told you, reduce complexity in sales management, optimizing ordering costs. We have to keep the ordering costs low, so we have to order more quantity per order. That we have discussed already. Eliminating stock out costs, reduce transportation costs, minimize lead times. We hold larger inventories to avoid these costs. So, I have told you so many things. Pressures. We have to hold FG inventory. Everywhere. But then can we have huge inventories everywhere? Answer is no. Then what to do? Then I will tell you the strategy for optimizing FG stocks. In spite of pressures, what are playing on us? And first is the supply chain. Very efficient supply chain, which consists of supplier, manufacturer, distributor, retailer, customer, everybody is on their toes, aims to match supply and demand, achieves the right product, right price, right stores, right quantity and quality. We have to develop a very efficient supply chain where every member of the supply chain is having a very good flow, uninterrupted flow, full type of production is there, a very huge effort to fulfill the customer order by pulling the material through the line. That is the supply chain management, integrated supply chain management. Then, improvement in demand forecast. We know, you have seen in the production and operations management book, simple moving average method, weighted moving average method, exponential smoothing model, regression analysis, executive committee consensus, Delphi method, where one questionnaire is given to many people, and that questionnaire is again and again given to those people, and they will be writing what can be the forecast, and on the basis of that questionnaire the forecast is created. Then survey of sales force. We have a huge sales force. Ask them what is going to be the real live customer requirement. Then survey of customers. Go to the customer. Ask them, sir, how many machines you will take in coming months? How many motors you will take, sir, in coming months? Then historical analogy, market surveys. In addition to your customer interviews, you do some market surveys also. And then you know, actually, in the field, what is happening. Instead of sitting in an AC room and doing some calculations, go to the actual market, discuss with the customer, discuss with your sales force, do the market survey, look at your competitors, and then find out what is really the requirement of the production. Accurate forecast will give you the success. Like I said, very good supply chain, in addition, very good forecasting. If you want to do it on the simple moving average, that is the past data, okay. But I would say, go to the market. Discuss with experts. Discuss with customer. And then you will get the accurate forecast. Then analyze the market situations. How dynamic is the market? at what speed the changes occur? Is the market buyer driven or seller driven? How far is the reach of the market, local, national or global? How is the competition? What is the environment? Scan the environment. Find out what is the market situation. Find out what is the competition. How many players are there? They will snatch the orders from you. Find out. Scan the environment. Are there any government regulations? Stricter? More restrictive? Find out. Because your demand of your product is going to depend on all these factors. So don't sit in your cabin. Go out. Find out all these things. Then your forecast will be accurate. In addition to your supply chain management, your accurate forecasting is also very, very important. Analyzing product. You know the life cycle curve. When you introduce the product, the demand will increase. It will be growing. Then it will achieve a maturity and the demand will start declining. Your forecast, you take into account this product life cycle curve. You should understand that after certain time, the demand is going to decline. So you cannot produce and produce and produce and keep in the FG stock. Your forecasting, again I am underlining the word forecasting, should consider all these things. Then you should have created proper database. Then you have seen in the productions and operations management, exponential smoothing constant of 0.2 or 2 that we have to consider and add to your database. Then you know what will be the demand forecast for next month. Then role of promotions. Marketing tools such as publicity campaigns, promotions are used to increase sales figures on a short term basis. Define responsibilities to obtain error free forecast. It is necessary that there is clear separation of responsibilities. It should not depend on only one person. It's a team effort. Again, I am underlining the word accurate, live forecast. Do everything for improving the accuracy of the forecast. That is required. Then, effective distribution network. Whatever you have produced, whatever you have kept in FG inventory, not only the supply chain management is sufficient, not only the correct forecasting is sufficient. Very effective distribution network. Distribution network is not very good. Parts will lie in the FG inventory. So an important step has to be undertaken by the business unit to manage FG inventory is to build well organized distribution network. It ensures smooth flow. Again, here the word I am using like in WIP, flow. Smooth flow of finished products to customers. The lead time between the manufacturer of finished product. For example, I have manufactured the finished product today and it reaches the customer. The cycle time between my manufacturing as well as reaching the material to the customer has to be shortened. The lead time between the manufacturer and sale to the customer has to be shortened, has to be consistent, and then only you will actually be successful in reducing the FG inventory. So, what is this distribution? Intensive distribution, like in big bazaar, used to distribute low price customer products, chocolates, soft drinks, oil, hair oil, all that. Intensive distribution, because so many shops will be there, big bazaar will be there, malls will be there, small shops will be there. Intensive distribution of the small products to the customers, sometimes even given to the personally to the their house on cash on delivery basis. That is called as intensive distribution. Then exclusive distribution, the product is highly priced. Involves distribution to single outlet, that is sale of vehicles. For example, Maruti car. There is one distribution center called Seva. So there in the whole of the city, there is only one or two exclusive distribution centers will be there. Because the product is very highly priced. So exclusive distribution. There will not be big bazaar type things for Maruti type vehicles. And then selective distribution. A small number of retail outlets are chosen to distribute the product. For example, sale of computers. Household appliances like refrigerator. Where consumers are willing to shop around. They like to come. They like to see the product. It is like a showroom also. Shop is like a showroom. So customers come there, see the product, and they will take the product out. So distribution can be intensive. It can be exclusive. It can be selective like computers. It is like this. Producer to wholesaler. Wholesaler to retailer. Retailer to consumer. Better if producer gives directly to retailer and retailer gives to customer. Still better, producer gives directly to the customer. Like farmer. Farmer gives his products directly to my house. Better. Very good. Effective distribution. No WIP. No FG inventory. The farmer produces and directly brings to me. Very good. Effective distribution network. For each customer segment, consider how and where they prefer to buy. For example, I prefer to buy in small shops because I don't have to wait there. Many times it happens that that small shop fellow directly brings the material and keeps in my car. So I like to go to that shop. I will park my car outside. That fellow will bring the material and keep it in my car. I prefer this. Now, whether the customer needs personalized education, training, how to use the product. Whether customers need additional products or services to be used along with yours. I would say, okay, along with refrigerator, I want other products also. Whether your products need to be customized or installed, whether your products need to be serviced afterwards, after sales service. Understand this. Keep the customer in focus. Ask the customers, what is their preference? Do you prefer to buy in Nasik? Do you prefer to buy cash on delivery? Do you prefer to buy on credit card? Do you prefer to come to the shop? Or do you prefer us to come to your home? Distribution. Consider, if you want to optimize the FG inventory, you have to do everything. Ask the customer where he needs the products to be delivered. If he says, bring to my house, go to his house. But don't keep it in the FG inventory. Do the best distribution. Then discount sale. If your FG inventory is built up in spite of all your efforts, then you offer discount sale. This is a step to correct errors in controlling the FG inventory. Big companies also make mistakes and FG inventory is built up. Since inventory carrying costs are very high, 30%, 5.75% of the total sales turnover. It is eating in the profit margin. So offer them discounts to push sales resorted by many business units. You know, in many shops during rainy season, there is something called as discount sale. This is the same thing. And their FG inventories have built up and now they want to push it in the market by offering the discount. Then, small business unit can fix maximum and minimum stock levels for each finished product. A central IT system is necessary to know the stocks on hand of each item. So you know where the FG inventory is getting built up, in which location, and then push the inventory accordingly. Minimum and maximum technique is, you know, reorder level is maximum usage into maximum lead time. Minimum level is reorder level minus average usage into average lead time. Maximum level is reorder level minus minimum consumption, minimum lead time plus reorder quantity. And a reorder quantity is nothing but EOQ. We have discussed this already. Monitoring FG inventory in transit, transportation, all attempts to be directed to minimize transit lead times. Transit lead times have to be less and less to eliminate unnecessary holding points, to eliminate traffic jams on the way to warehouse, retail sales locations. Then you can really optimize the FG inventory in transit. And then distribution resource planning. I will explain to you that in Paris, there are some customers whose requirements are like this, 10, 25, 12, 20, like that. So as per your planned schedule, receipts, planned receipts, projected available stocks, I have released the orders, planned release, 50 here, 50 there, 50 there, 50 there. That means constant order quantity, but varied different periods, different intervals. My material requirement planning, MRP, gives me 50 to be ordered in the week number 1, 50 to be ordered in week number 4, and 50 to be ordered in week number 5, and another 50 to be ordered in week number 8, depending upon my gross requirements. Same in Frankfurt, customers are giving me requirement of 60 here in the week number 1, 60 here in week number 4, and 60 here in week number 6. Then what I do? My customers are requiring the material like this. What I do is, I sum up 50 plus 60, that is 110. That means my gross requirement becomes 110 in the week number 1. My gross requirement is 110 in week number 4, 60 plus 50. In week number 5, only 50, because it is only 50 here. And then week number 6 is 60, because it's only 60 here. And then 50 in the week number 8, because it is only 50 here. This is my gross requirement. Then, on the basis of projected available quantity. What is projected available quantity in hand? 120. 120 is available with me. Customer wants 110. Okay, take it from that 120. So, then I have only 10 parts. Then, here there is no requirement, but I have released the order of 120 here. So that I will get it after 2 weeks, because lead time is 2 periods. Like that, I do the distribution resource planning. So that my customers will get the parts right at the time. This is called distribution resource planning, beautifully made by using a software. Sales personnel focus on maximizing customer service levels. You will definitely understand. Customer service levels have to be very high. Nobody will deny this. So control of FG inventory is getting undermined, naturally. Sales have to be separated from control of FG inventory. Somebody else should do the FG inventory control. This responsibility, therefore, is normally vested with materials managing function and not sales. Because salespeople will be simply accumulating the inventory. So, this is way how we have discussed how to control the FG inventory. In spite of whatever pressures are acting on us. Thank you.